My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You know how everything seems like a good idea after you've had a few?
Yeah,
that's this show.
Riding in my car, and I'm listening to the radio.
It's time for Dukes and Bell.
Oh, someone told me it's the Black Beverly Hills. Is that true?
Driving in Atlanta just got a whole lot more bearable.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Hi, everybody. Carl Dukes and Mike Bell. The names that mean goodness.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Carl Dukes.
I drink. And I know things.
Oh, don't question my authority, thing.
King Kong ain't got on me.
Sometimes you just gotta call somebody, and I'm not ashamed to say it. You know, ah!
And Mike Bell.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
Won't you guess my name?
Bring a pitcher of beer every 7 minutes till somebody passes out, and then bring one every 10 minutes, right?
Get ready for the best 5 hours of your life.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
Don't believe me, just watch.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
You know what? Why don't we start doing the stuff that other guys have done on other radio shows around the country?
No.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. We are live at Taco Mac, Dallas Highway in Marietta. Come on through and visit with your boys. We're going to be out here until 7 o'clock tonight. We'd love to get a chance to see you. A few of our listeners have already stopped by, Mike, and literally said, I got to go change. I was at work. I'll be back.
We're not going to say what shipping companies they work for. But, yeah, man, we got some of our regular suspects. Some new faces, too. We got a couple of guys that are apparently, looks like, leading a life of leisure, which is great up here in this part of Cobb County. So we haven't been up here in a minute. So one of our favorite places. We love Taco Mac. Love the wings. Love all the selection of brew. And we'll be here till 7.
Coming up a little bit later on this hour, guys, Caden Ellis, linebacker for Atlanta Falcons, is going to join us. He was set to join us to start the show. Things got pushed back a little bit, so 2:40 he will join us.
Right.
So make sure you're here. Today we'll start here, but we'll find out as we move through the show more about what happened at practice today. Torrey McElhaney from the Falcons is going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour, and we'll talk to Caden about this as well. But, Mike, not good news as practice was called as Rondale Moore was injured today and then carted off and taken to a local hospital. So you had all the Dolphins players, all the Falcons players surrounding him, and you guys have seen this. Or right. Anytime you have a severe injury, everybody's just praying for the best. And so at that point, they still had about 30 minutes to play and practice.
Right.
The coaches called it. So Coach McDaniel, Coach Raheem Morris said, we got it. We've seen enough. We're going to see you guys on Friday night. And I don't know if guys were in the right headspace to continue.
Right. When you see a guy he's emotional. Everybody knows where this is going. It's reported as a non-contact injury. Torrey McElhaney from Falcons.com. She'll join us later to give us some more about the what happened before all that went down. But, yeah, tough for guys to regroup. So they just said, all right, that's it. We'll call it a day. This is a young guy that was really – I mean, we loved his speed and the playmaking element in the slot, perhaps, Carl, or wherever he'd be used. Played for the Cardinals. Of course, we picked him up this year. And, you know, we were just saying off the air, I mean, this is the storyline of camp. You know, one guy's, you know, terrible ending to his season is another guy's tremendous opportunity. And we were just talking yesterday about young Casey Washington, wide receiver rookie out of Illinois,
yeah,
who would be a guy that all of a sudden now he gets more reps and now he gets a chance to maybe crack that starting lineup or at least be an impact player.
So the two guys that have, to me, had the biggest impact outside of the expected impact of Drake London or Kyle Pitts at this camp has been Ray McCloud and obviously Darnell Mooney. Now, right. You went out and acquired those guys,
right?
But Rondell Moore was supposed to be a part of that as well. You know, he is a three-year guy in the National Football right. League, and you were hoping that he could also help you. But to Mike's point, when you look at this wide receiving core now, it does open the door for somebody. But Drake London, Mooney, and Ray McCloud have been the guys that we've talked probably the most about, Mike, right. through this point in camp. And you know, according to Cordero Hodge, I don't want to leave him out because he's been around.
You can't get rid of him.
No.
You know, like we joked, he's like a bad penny in your pocket. You know, he always finds a way to make the team through special teams. But he's also, if we're honest, he's made a couple of big plays and catches in practice too.
Yeah, so we'll see how this shakes out as far as the receiver room and who steps up and maybe who gets some more snaps, even in the first preseason game on Friday. It's Dukes and Bell, guys. We're live at Taco Mac, Dallas Highway in Marietta. We'll be here until 7. There is a couple of other things that we've been talking about around the NFL. One of them is the trade or potential trade for Brandon Ayuk. Mike, there's a lot of stuff swirling around, and nothing is official yet, but we're hearing things.
We'll dive into it in the NFL Blitz, but Mike Tomlin's saying, I'll let you continue to speculate. All right, so Steelers said, go think and talk amongst yourselves. Seems like the Steelers have the most smoke. Cleveland is in still, apparently, according to published reports, but the Patriots are out. So New England, apparently, if they were going to pursue Brandon Ayuk, that's not going to happen, at least what's out there today.
So, by the way, and again, we said this yesterday. If this happens, I know many of you are like, okay, so it's not the Falcons. Does it matter? It only matters because we play these guys the first game of the season.
Yeah, I mean, Pickens and Ayuk is different than Pickens and Van Jefferson.
That's right.
Okay, and some of the other dudes that they'll be rolling out. So, yeah, it's all about who was on our schedule, and that's a team we're going to potentially play.
All right. While we're talking about this, and Ian Anderson just scratched from AAA start tonight, no word on an injury. So Ian Anderson injured now.
Oh, man. I mean, we're going to, you know, you and I were just.
Or at least probably
something's up that's going on with this rehab and getting back to the show. We were talking about this earlier. I mean, we could actually list probably 15 guys since you and I have been doing the radio show together who've had opportunities to become starting pitchers for the Braves and just couldn't handle the opportunity.
Yeah.
You know, going back to guys who had a chance and actually were there, like, you know, Foltynewicz, Newcomb, you know, Tukey Toussaint.
Sure.
You know, Oscar Hanoa, all these guys that have had opportunities. Some guys who later on get traded and that help, you know, build the team that we can continually, you know, compete for a World Series for. But, man, Bryce Elder, I told Turtle, he might be one of these guys that'll be a great footnote. All-star game. You know, player, made the All-Star team, and then maybe started 10 games, you know, the next season, and that was it. So he's had his opportunity, and as we like to say, and you blew it. I feel bad for Bryce. We want to see all these guys get traction. But how many opportunities can you get to grab the brass ring? And look, the Soler comedy show in right field, notwithstanding, he still gave up a bunch of runs.
He did. This was on Bryce. He didn't give you a shot. He didn't give you a chance with the start last night. The comedy of errors by, you know, Jorge Soler.
Made one nice running grab. Did make one nice running grab.
But yeah. This is the risk-reward with him, right? When we acquired him, I said to you guys, he had not played in the outfield all year. And so when you want to throw him out there, there is a risk with that. And you saw a little bit of that last night. But when Elder gives up 7 runs, Mike, in just 3 2/3 innings, that doesn't give you a chance to win.
No.
And that was the fundamental problem. Big O back at the studio. Let's hear Snicker talk about if he regretted the decision to start Elder over Sale. They wanted to get Chris Sale extra rest. So they made this decision. They want to get Morton extra rest. Guys, it makes sense. They're the elder statesmen on this pitching staff. Snicker answered that question this way.
The main thing is just Sale getting the extra time. That's it. You know, we felt good with the way Bryce pitched against him the last time. I mean, that's kind of an easy call, really, when you think of it didn't go so good tonight, obviously. You know, I think it's just something we're going to have to do with him to get him to the finish line. Chris, I'm speaking of. When it doesn't work, obviously, it's glaring. But you know what? If he'd have done what he did going into the seventh inning like he did last game against these guys, we'd have been really glad we did it. Didn't work today.
No, and Snicker's right. That's about as perturbed as Snicker you'll hear him getting aggravated.
I agree.
Because he wants to see, like, same thing we just discussed. It's not like he's doing this for blanks and giggles. He's trying to get some older guys, to, as he said, to the finish line, manage their innings. But Elder, last week, he did have some great pitches. He did have some great innings going through the lineup that third time. Couldn't do it this time. So it's just kind of like you always feel one step forward, two steps back with Bryce Elder.
I want to know at 404-726-0929. You can text us there. Find us on social media. Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes. The radio show is Dukes and Bell 929. Follow the radio station at 929 The Game. In your deepest thought, you know this is not a World Series team. You know it. And as much as we love this team and as much as we want to see them successful, and to Snicker's point, last time he faced the Brewers, he went 6 1/3. Last night he went 3 2/3 and gave up a bunch of runs. Here's what I'm saying. You know deep down this is not a really good team. And it's time for us to face the music. It's August. It's the second week in August. We literally have a month of season left before we're talking about the playoffs at the end of September. And you guys want me to continue to believe that all of a sudden something's going to switch, that all of these guys are going to start hitting, that the pitching is going to become great. It's a really good team. We're not a great team like we were last year. And it is just time to face the music, Mike. And I'm at a point now that I'm not getting myself overexcited about the month of September or beyond because I just don't have the confidence. How can you?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a Gel Flex Grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
If you do, tell me how.
Yeah, the thing is, what I think Braves fans are forgetting is how good this team was and when they were all healthy before Acuña's injury in April. Remember, it was an amazing start in April, which kind of sets you up for why you're still 8 games over .500. And I know that, you know, the rallying cry has been, yes, but the wild card. Well, everybody's gaining on them. And the Padres spent a lot more money, improved their team more than we did. We're kind of in a holding pattern for guys to get healthy and come back. You know, don't know how good Michael Harris is going to be when he comes back. Don't know how effective Ozzie Albies will be back when he ever gets back. You know, and that's another thing. I mean, we did hear from Grant McCauley. They figure maybe. middle to early September. That's great news. But he got to hit the ground running. So when you're rolling out, you know, Eddie Rosario and Orlando Arcia, and these guys aren't hitting at all, and you're leaving guys in scoring position, it's just not, it's only six hits. Not even like you had LOB. And that leads you to boom, left on base. So I'm with Carl. I think if you I know Braves fans, hope springs eternal. You feel that somehow they're going to catch some magic. And you could say, well, look at the Phillies. The Phillies just went through a rough patch. But, guys, the entire season has been an off and on rough patch. You can't go hitless like this and not score runs like this.
10-0 at home?
Right.
Come on, guys.
2-0. I know Ray is having his best year in the majors, but still, it's not like Nolan Ryan's on the bump.
Correct. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Who was out there? Pedro Martinez?
Right.
Here's the other part about this, and this is why I'm telling you this today. We don't need the wild card anymore. After last night, it's now San Diego in front of us. It is now the D-backs in front of us. Right. We went from first to third with that loss last night.
Right.
Now, again, technically they're a game in front of us, but the point is all this room, this margin for error that we had is gone. So I'm not going to tell you that I'm buying into this, and you shouldn't either. 404-726-0929. I keep saying I want these guys to prove it. Then I get a little hope. Oh, here comes Riley. Oh, here comes Olsen. And then the pitching goes to crap.
Right. I mean, guys, Carl just touched on it. We were trying to be positive here. And until the dirt over the coffin that was the 2024 season for the Braves, still going to give them a fighting chance. But this is a crap lineup. It's a lineup with a bunch of bums.
Did you say
crap? I would say crap and bums in the same sense. Just a lot of dudes. They're not stars. You know, last year all the stars hit.
That's right.
This year we have stars that are okay and a bunch of dudes. They're not the rock stars that were the last year.
And I want to speak directly, Mike, to Riley and Olsen and all of these guys. I'm talking to you guys. We love you. But you guys haven't lived up to it this year. Plain and simple. That's just what it is. So this isn't about us taking a dump on you. You guys have not lived up to it this year. Mm. All right, we're coming back. We got plenty more to get to. Headlines coming up, brought to you by ATL Live Well. We'll give you the latest on the Olympics, what happened at practice today with the Falcons and the Dolphins as they get ready for their first preseason game on Friday. We're live at Taco Mac on Dallas Highway in Marietta. Just so disappointed, I think, in how this season is going and certainly how it turns out maybe for the Braves when it's all said and done. It's Stukes and Bell. We're live at Taco Mac in Marietta right here off of Dallas Highway. Come through. We'd love to get a chance to hang out and see you as well as we'll be here until 7. Coming up, we'll talk more about our Falcons and certainly what's going on around the NFL and our NFL Blitz at 3 o'clock. Mike, I know you were getting a couple of tweets and follow Mike Bell, ATL. I'm going to put him up. See Dukes. Guys hitting us up in regards to the Braves. And
That's unacceptable.
It is. It's completely unacceptable. So I know you were just talking to a guy who was trying to defend Bryce Elder. Guys, the Braves have done everything they possibly can to give him an opportunity to be successful. At some point, you get on the hill, Mike. It is up to you to deliver.
And look, I felt like Dave O'Brien, who writes for The Athletic, sometimes. Look, I mean, not everybody's – as a fan, we know you're passionate, but you got to get your facts straight. We had a guy hit us up and said, well, he didn't start in the All-Star game, and that's what ruined his confidence. He couldn't start in the All-Star game. He played in the last game of the first half of 2023. I mean, you're really reaching for stuff now, man. Like, his whole downward spiral actually, ironically, started in a game that I went to down there in Tampa Bay right after the 4th of July weekend, where he got shellacked.
You had front row seats, didn't you?
Yes, we were right behind the dugout. Man, literally, I was yelling at Ronald. We had great seats. And by the way, incredibly inexpensive great seats at the Rays Stadium. And it really is like you're getting in a time machine to 1997. But anyway, real glassware for your drinks and everything. But anyway, it was that's when things started to go south. And that's when he wobbled. And he wobbled all the way through into his appearance in Philadelphia, which is why I got on my rant about you got to have more pitching because you can't put a mediocre Bryce Elder in that situation in a must-win game 3.
And that's what we did.
And it blew up.
404-726-0929. Text us. Let us know how you feel. We were talking about the Braves being scoreless in their last 27 innings, right? That goes back to the last two games of the Marlins series and then to last night. You guys tell me what's going on. Like, I'm going to stop fantasizing about what I want this team to be and just have to look at it in reality and tell you exactly what they are. And this is a team that's good. They're not great, and they hit sometimes, and then they don't hit, and then they pitch sometimes, and then they don't pitch well.
Right.
That's what this is. And everybody wants it to be what it was last year. It's not going to be that.
No, I mean, guys, no Acuna, no Ozzie Albies. We've talked about this, guys. I mean, look at our guys. Look at the outfield. You got to, like, we love Soler.
Who's in the outfield?
His legacy is secure, but Soler is playing right field.
Who's in the outfield?
He ran into the wall. I mean, if you didn't see it, I mean, like, I know it's a funky angle, and I know that we were told.
He didn't know where he was.
We were told that left field is harder to play than right field. And by the way, will the people sitting in the chop house, whether you're sitting below the chop, will you help Soler out? Hey, buddy, the wall's coming up. You know, you can help Soler out. To your left. Now jump. So, I mean, like, guys, when you've got an outfield that is going, like, with, let's be honest, Rosario, Kelnick, and Soler, that's not exactly what we signed up for in Northport in spring training.
It's not an all-star outfield.
No, and then, look, Arcia has been better. I'll get off his back. But we're plugging in journeymen and guys who aren't ready at second base in lieu of Ozzie.
Yeah.
You know, Matt Olson's been in a brutal slump. It looks like he's coming out of it. Murphy, guys, can we? By the way, I'll double down on what you're saying since we're making bold pronouncements. I love
is
to
it,
give.
It is what it is.
No, but it's true. It's not a bold, but it's bold and it's true. It's two pronouncements in one. But no, it's like just like double mint. No, but the thing about the Braves, we always give Alex all the love because he deserves it. He's done some amazing things. The Contreras trade was not one of them. Sean Murphy might be one of the great defensive catchers. He's a terrible offensive piece.
Contreras is an all-star.
Contreras, now again, the knock on Contreras was he was never going to be the guy who's going to throw guys out at a high clip. But look, he still hits for the position. He can handle pitching. Contreras is one that got away. We blew that trade.
All right, man. Plenty more on the Bravos as this series continues. Can we score tonight? Is that possible? Can we get one run across? I'm just saying. Like last night, I'm like 10-0 with all this.
I know. I mean, but that's this is where you look at the squad.
You know I'm right.
You know, in your heart.
This dude's in here laughing at me. You know I'm right. I'm like, what's going on?
It's like LBJ when he ran for president in 64. In your heart, you know he's right.
It's true. All right, man. We are live at Taco Mac. Turtle is here with us, our executive producer. Also, Jersey Mike, our on-site engineer. Back at the studio, Big O. Big shout-out to John Parla as well. I'm surprised to see him out here, but good shout-out. It's a big shout-out to him. He's not hearing me right now.
Yeah, John is one of our top sales guys.
Yes,
and
he is.
If you're a business owner and you want to make money,
contact him.
You contact John Parla.
Yes, contact him.
John Parla closes.
Hey, Big
now
O.
He's paying attention. We just said they should call you for Bill. Get back to talking to Rick. He's not paying attention.
Yeah, you over there just yapping. We're just talking about you. I put all your business out there too.
John Parla closes.
Hey, man, let's hit some headlines.
Strap in, youngins.
Hitting the headlines with Dukes and Bell.
And you know who else I feel bad for? A Snit. I mean, Snit's got to be driving home at night going, is there anything else I can do? Like, I mean, it's got to be driving him crazy.
There's nothing you can do. We don't have a true leadoff hitter. Kelnick was a good leadoff hitter for what, Chris, 3 weeks? You know, we talked about Soler. He's the best option because at least he can draw some walks, to Carl's point. Not exactly like he's going to swipe a base. He's, you know, he couldn't score from second on a double the other day. So it's just we're in a tough spot, guys. When you're throwing out Laureano and you're throwing out Whit Merrifield, these guys are these are journeymen. I'm not going to say bum.
Get smacked in the mouth, and you know you're right back. You know, having to get her going again.
You're right, brother. It's Austin Riley. You know, if this was a band, it's Olson, Austin, and the Journeyman.
Olson, Austin, and the journeyman. I like that. Snit, what's going on with this offense, man? Can you describe it?
That's the toughest part, probably. We feel like we're a lot better offensive team than what we've shown, really, all year, quite honestly. Even with losing guys, you know, we still feel the guys and the manpower we have are capable of scoring more runs than we have. You know, and that's the tough thing when we've kind of been so accustomed, I think, to being such an offensive force here. Now, all of a sudden, we're not this year for whatever reason. But, we got 50, 49, something like that left. And I'm still hoping we're going to get on that sustained run. Haven't done that yet. We've had four or five really good days and can't get over the hump.
All right. That's it. That's the season in a nutshell.
That is the season. And that is why we have to stop having this illusion in our head that all of a sudden it's going to get so good that we're going to go on this amazing run. That's the season. It's August.
Yeah. I mean, this is where we're living at around 238 as a team. You know, we were the most dynamic hitting club in baseball last year. Now, I know that everyone talked about the dead ball, and Chipper's talked about that, and certainly the offense is down. But, I mean, there's other teams that are popping. There are teams that are getting things rolling, and this team just can't hit. I'm looking at Murph. Some guys love Murph. Yeah, I know. He's a great defensive catcher. He batted .217 for July.
Yeah.
I'd rather just start Darnold the rest of the season, lefty or right. He just rolled Darnold out
At least I feel like Darnold is clutch. I do.
And he's also capable of getting on a heater.
Yeah, I agree with you. All right, Braves, Brewers tonight. We'll talk more with Grant McCauley coming up a little bit later on. One guy that Michael Penix caught up with after practice yesterday, kind of interesting. Jalen Ramsey, Mike. Well, Michael, what did you guys talk about?
Man, he's a great player. You know, obviously did great things in this league, you know, and I definitely respect his game, and he told me he respect mine. It's always been mutual, you know, between me and him, and, man, he's a good dude.
So, Jalen Ramsey, Mike, not the best corner in the league still, right?
Living off some rep.
Yeah.
Has, you know, if you're going to be that guy, I mean, he was trying to pump himself up like he was Revis Island. And he had like two or three, about 2 years, maybe three, where he was that guy. And then the best wide receivers are torching him.
I agree.
So he's good, but he's not that guy.
Yeah. But that's cool that Michael Penix gets a chance to kind of chop it up with him and go up against him in practice and be able to deliver some footballs with our guys. Hey, Calais Campbell, we talked about it yesterday. He's now a Dolphin. We wish him nothing but the best until, you know, we have to play those guys if we do. But Mike, he said, look, I kind of dig this new look Falcons, and he gave some props to Kirk Cousins.
They do look a lot different. Even some of the scheme, like just competing against the offense last year in training camp, and this year, you know, they do a lot of different things. But, you know, I mean, Kirk Cousins is a legend in this game. He's had a lot of success, and I mean, he made some beautiful throws today. And then the Penix kid looks pretty good, too. And he made a couple of really, really nice throws and good reads and stuff. So definitely a lot of respect for the team over there. I think they'll be really good this year.
I like hearing that. He said the Penix kid made some really, really good throws. And then he called Kurt a legend. I mean, that's all due. That's just respect. But I get it. He said Kurt delivered some really nice balls, you know. So,
hey, man, by the way, Jalen Ramsey has gone to the Pro Bowl every year in his career. So that's nothing to sneeze at.
No.
But you know, if you watch him in some of the bigger games, he does, especially with the Dolphins last year when he was not hurt.
I just feel like when
gave up some big plays.
When we talk about, you know, when you say, all right, who's the best corner in the league? Who's the best corner? Like, who's the guy that pops in your head immediately? It was Jalen Ramsey
for
about 3 years.
And I'm saying he's top 10. But, I mean, but the elite receivers are going to, you know, they're not like he's shutting those guys down. And, again, remember, he started the season with the injury, only played 10 games last year.
Last year was the injury year. Hey, man, headlines brought to you by our friends at ATL Live Well. Don't just live, live well. Everybody's talking about this Brandon Ayuk trade. Meanwhile, Kyle Shanahan out there in 49er land, Mike, is downplaying this and saying, oh, well, we might be able to get a deal done. Well, then why haven't you, Shanahan?
There's a scenario for everything, so I want to rule anything out. I mean, Brandon's a great player, so it's real hard to be better when you lose a great player. So we got to look into anything. We got to understand the situation we're in, what that looks like, and that does take time. So hopefully it'll all work out best for him and best for us in the long run.
Okay, so we'll see how that shakes out. What we are hearing, and again, more on this coming up in our NFL Blitz in 30 minutes, is that the Steelers and the 49ers are talking. Mm. It is fluid. They just need to come to terms with what the Steelers are willing to give up to get Brandon Ayuk. And once they do, then we all feel like that's the deal that's probably going to happen. Meanwhile, Shanahan's acting like he's coming back to the 49ers. That ship has sailed, guys. And I'm just telling you, he's not going to be a 49er this season. The problem with the 49ers is, Mike, they waited too long to do this deal. They should have traded him when the draft happened. And they didn't, and they waited, and now they thought they were going to get what they wanted, and now they're not able to pull the trigger on this because they're not getting what they want in return. So they're going to have to take, I think, a little bit of a hit with whomever does this deal with them to get rid of Ayuk.
Now, it's kind of cool, though. You feel like if you're the 49ers, if you got two teams, you get leverage on somebody. You can sweeten the pot, especially if it's a divisional rival like the Browns and the Steelers. Patriots said they're reported to be out. Maybe they come back in. But right now, if you're the 49ers, you got to get Trent Williams in camp. You got to get that deal, whatever that's going to be, done. Tough negotiating point because of his age.
It is.
You know, you're dealing with the best. No one debates he's the best left tackle, but... Yeah. You know, yeah, that loot is going to go. By the way, I just looked it up. The best defensive backs, according to the NFL players.
Give it to me.
Sauce Gardner.
Sauce is in there.
Patrick Surtain.
With that.
Jalen Ramsey comes in at number three.
Okay.
So I'm underselling Jalen Ramsey. Charvarius Ward from the 49ers. Trent McDuffie with the Chiefs.
McDuffie's a beast.
Jair Alexander with the Packers.
I'm with that, too.
Jalen Johnson with the Bears. Legarius Sneed. We talked about him in the offseason.
Yeah, Johnson got paid this offseason by the Bears.
Denzel Ward with the Browns.
Alexander is really damn good for the Packers. Right. But
Trayvon Diggs, but he's, of course, you know, banged up.
Yeah, but it's interesting because we're not, you know, immediately that's the guy that pops in your head is Jalen Ramsey. And to Mike's point, I think a lot of it has to do with the rep.
And again, I'm just because I used to have Dolphin tickets, watching them completely crap the bed the last three games of the season and get humiliated in the playoffs, I'm a little salty. But Jalen Ramsey is still considered one of the elites, a good guy for certainly our guys to go up against.
No doubt. It's no,
and Chris, being a wise and real quick, Chris, you can say it. He just put it on his phone text message. You know who's not on that list?
AJ Terrell.
Yeah,
it's fair.
That's why you don't get
the
big loot.
It's fair. And maybe that's why the deal is not done and he may have to play out this season.
Right.
Hey, when we come back, the best thing coming out of these two practices in Miami for our Falcons, and it's something you don't expect. We'll tell you next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. While we're here at Taco Mac in Marietta, our man Caden Ellis is down there in the MIA, the 305. taking on those Dolphins. Caden Ellis, starting linebacker for our Atlanta Falcons. Caden, man, it's good to have you back on the show. How was practice today, man? And obviously, you know what, we want to give a shout-out to Rondale Moore. Prayers up, and hopefully this is not as serious, and hopefully he's able to get back. But we know that that kind of ended practice today. But how was it for you guys on the defensive side, man?
First off, appreciate y'all for having me back on. But yeah, prayers for Rondale that, you know, like you said, perfectly said, it's not how you want to end practice. It's not something you want to happen. But praying for him, his family, and hopefully it'll be quick, easy, nothing too serious, and we'll get him back out there soon so we can keep being the working that he is. But yeah, no, practice was good, man. It was a lot of fun. There was good energy out there today. You know, the good Lord blessed us with some clouds out there, and we were able to keep flying around. So it was a good time.
Going into his sixth NFL season, it's Caden Ellis, and we had a great chance to talk to him last year when you got here. And I said he's going to lead the team in sacks.
You did say that.
So I didn't lose money on you. But I know you're going to bounce back this year, Caden. What do you think about the new scheme? What's the biggest difference with Jimmy Lake as the D.C.?
Yeah, thanks for sorry I lost some money, but thanks for the prompt. I'll go for you again this year.
Thanks.
You know, Jimmy's bringing a really cool scheme. You know, obviously, he's been with Ron for a long time, and it's kind of something cool because they've been together since Tampa back in the day, and so they've had a plethora of different teams, different minds that they've been around, different players, different coaches, and kind of what they put together is pretty cool. And I think just one of the benefits of having you know, so many different inputs for the defensive scheme is they're not kind of landlocked into any one particular set or formation or personnel. They're really going at, you know, all right, who are our best players? What are their strengths? How are we going to capitalize on the roster that we have right now? And I just commend them for that. And they're doing a really good job, and I'm excited for us to go put it together on Sunday.
Caden, I want you to be completely honest about this because the people down there in Miami hit me up today and they said, look, the Dolphins aren't torching. They're not torching the Falcons. Everybody says, you know, Tyreek Hill and Jaden Waddle. And when you guys had a chance to go up against, you know, one-on-ones, I'm talking about ones versus ones, the first team, you guys were disruptive up front. This is what is being reported. And you guys, didn't get torched. So you got to feel pretty good about that, right, with this explosive offense that you were facing.
Yes, obviously seeing what they've been able to do, the speed that they have all over the field was something that we were excited to come in, and we knew that, we've known going up against our offense that we're tough, that we're a good defense, and that we've got good rules and a good ability to play anything. But when you add that speed component that they have, maybe the best in the league, all of a sudden, you know, some rules are going to get tested a little bit. And I can probably say our rules and our players held up great. We did a really good job. We guys in the back end covered, played hard, did what they had to do, and locked some guys down. And up front, we were able to get after the quarterback quite a bit. So it was a good 2 days for us.
We talked the other day with, who's it, Braylon Trice. Again, he was missed the early day in practice. Caden Ellis joins us today. What do you think about some of the new guys, you know, that are in the, obviously they're behind you on the depth chart, but it looks like we've added some physicality and some real length on defense.
Yes. You know, I think they've done a really good job of pulling some new faces. You know, Braylon, he's a powerful human being. And that's one guy I really like watching and you know, getting to play behind because he's disruptive. And when you get big boys up front who are disruptive, it makes everything, you know, trickle-down effect. It makes everything behind him a lot easier. It makes it easier for us at linebacker spot. And then if we can also go and be disruptive, it makes things a little bit easier on Jesse and those guys in the back. So having those guys up front, you know, JD, some of the other dudes, a bunch of these, I mean, we've already had a really good D-line. I know they had some injuries last year, but at the end of the day, we had some dudes up front, and they just went out and found some more. So it's been really positive.
Caden Ellis here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Tell us about what you see with Arnold Ebiketie. I think he takes a jump. He had six sacks last year. Caden, I keep saying he's got to be a double-digit sack guy. And then, again, reports out of Miami is he was getting after. You know, could have had two a couple of times in the backfield there. Give me your analysis on Arnold Ebikade.
Yeah, you know, AK's he's an awesome player. He was in our linebacker room last year. It was fun to be there with him. And now, you know, he's moved on to the outside backers. True, you know, kind of the 3-4 defense. But it obviously fits him really well, and it's going to use his skill set to the best of their ability, and he'll have every opportunity to go out there and be that double-digit sack guy that we all want him to be, and he's obviously capable of being. So I'm excited for him. He's got, you know, his talent through the roof. His sky's the limit, and I'm excited to see him go.
We talked a lot about in the offseason the moves that were made, and obviously no bigger story than picking up Kirk Cousins. What do you think about the guy? I mean, it just seems like natural leader. Every time we hear a soundbite, Caden, it's like, wow, I really like this guy.
Yeah.
How's the buzz with the locker room with Kirk?
Yeah, no, Kirk's awesome. He's like, obviously you know it, and you see, I mean, the dang commercial last year for the NFL schedule when they're releasing it, and he had the, you know, he just kind of plays into the role that he is, and the humor that he has, the dang chains and the cold cash, and I mean, things from that just make you laugh and, you know, just kind of maybe break the ice or whatever. And then at the same time, he's someone that you can sit down and have a really serious conversation to. You can go to him for anything, and he'll help you, whether it's football, faith, family, all the above. So he's just an awesome guy. He's really adamant about helping his team in every way he possibly can. Obviously, it's going to be by leading us on the field as a quarterback. But what's maybe most impressive is how he's doing it in the background, growing relationships, developing that camaraderie that, you know, I've been around Drew Brees and whatnot, and I was there at the end of his, and there was a very special camaraderie there, and you get a guy like Kirk Cousins who has all the talent to, you know, go be that Super Bowl winning quarterback to bring the first championship to Atlanta. But some guys around the league that are also talented like that already have that camaraderie going, so what I think he's doing a really good job of is really plugging in and becoming not only that leader on the field, that leader off the field, and it's going to be a blessing to be with him.
Caden, tell us how you're handling this competition between Nate Landman, the Hammer, and Troy Andersen being back. We know they're really good friends. You guys seem all like you're cool together. But we know that somebody's going to see a majority of the snaps, right? How are you handling that when, you know, you're kind of in the middle of it, seeing these guys compete every day?
Yeah, I just keep telling them, look, at the end of the day, again, like I was talking about earlier with the defensive staff, I was like, guys, these coaches, they have a lot of knowledge and expertise, and they seem adamant that they are going to get the best players in the field. So I just keep telling them, let's go out and let's make the most plays in the field, and they'll find a way to get us out there. It's as simple as that.
Okay.
That's kind of how I keep telling them, and obviously the coaches have decisions to make and people to put on the field, and I told them, look, I'll play outside backer, inside backer, let's just put the best guys out there. So whoever's making plays, let's go. Right. So I think, you know, that's kind of how you got to look at that. For them individually, us as a linebacker room and us collectively as a defense, is just make the plays, put yourself in a position, and let the coaches decide after that.
It's a Caden Ellis with us, guys, Falcons linebacker here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. We're live at Taco Mac up here in Marietta. The expectations for this team are certainly higher than they've been because we have a quarterback. No knock on the other guys that, you know, we're here. It's just we've elevated that position. Do you feel the buzz? I mean, do you look around the room because you've been in the league now this year, sixth season. Do you see the talent and think this team can be a team that can make that run?
Yes, and I mean, it's one of those things that last year you also saw the talent. Obviously, things didn't come together for, you know, reasons that are known and obvious, and maybe some reasons that aren't, but at the end of the day, it didn't come together. But you see the roster has a lot of key pieces back, a lot of pieces that you saw last year that were going to be special that were, and now I believe that we've put ourselves into a position with some acquisitions Terry and everybody's made from the coaching staff down to the different players that I think it's going to allow us to capitalize on the opportunities, capitalize on the talent, capitalize on the rooms that we have, because the position groups we have, I mean, they're all pretty, I mean, it seems pretty loaded. Now you got to go make it happen. You got to go out there and execute. And what's so awesome, maybe my favorite thing about it is just the talent there, but the attitude and effort and just the hunger and energy is just contagiously there, you know, in the middle of training camp, and there's going to be days where you're tired, you're sore, you're hurt, you're bumped, you're bruised. And I've been on plenty of teams in the past where it was really hard to get yourself in the middle of practice back in the right mindset. Right now, it's just contagious. It's easy. It's like no matter how sore I am, it doesn't matter because we're out there, we're going, it's fun, it's enjoyable, and we're all chasing something special together.
Caden, I have a personal favor to ask you. Can I ask you something?
Yep.
All right. So last year, we played New Orleans the last game of the season. Now, Jameis Winston's not there anymore. But you and I both know that was some BS they pulled at the end of the game. And all I'm saying, you know it was. And all I'm saying is when these guys roll into Mercedes-Benz Stadium, I think it's week five, Mike?
Week five.
Bro, just come on, man. We got to make that personal. That was completely uncalled for, man. I'm still hot about it, Caden.
Oh, we're coming. Don't worry. We got it.
Okay.
But actions speak louder than words. We'll come.
Okay.
We'll take care of business.
That's what I'm talking about. That particular the way that went down last year just didn't sit well with any Falcon fan. And I was like, really? Y'all going to punch it in with, like, no time on the clock? It was ridiculous.
I know that was a bad look, but it's all right. We'll get ours.
Okay, cool. Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
I mean, for what it's worth, I was down there, too.
How many times we can punch Tyler and Bajon in there?
Right on.
Okay. All right, cool.
Right on, brother. Well, hey, man. And by the way, I how excited are you? I mean, just as I'm sure as you get up for every game you play, but knowing you're going to be in the national spotlight too. We got a lot of national juice, a lot of primetime games this year.
Yeah.
I know. It's fun, right? Makes it easier for my family out west to see the game, so I'm really excited for it. My grandparents will text me all the time and be like, we were listening on the radio or, you know, we were checking on the app, but, you know, we don't get that game anymore. And last year, that was almost every game. But this year, we got some west games. We got some primetime games. My family's going to be able to watch a lot. I'm excited.
No, man. It's going to be – Caden Ellis is going to be a good year, bro. So I'm glad you guys got some good work in down there. And once again, you can confirm – defensive front was disruptive in these two practices against Miami. Yes?
Oh, yeah, we were rolling.
Awesome. All right, man. Appreciate you, bro. We'll talk to you when you get back.
Okay, done deal. Talk to you all
Thanks,
soon.
Man. Thanks, man.
Good stuff.
God bless. You got it, man. Good dude, man. His dad, his family played in the NFL, just a good guy, and went to Idaho. And we just, again, I thought last year he'd be that dude, but you talked about it. We had Bud Dupree, Calais Campbell, and then Arnold Ebiketie with the guys that were up there in the 6 to 6.5 sack range.
Falcon fans, that should make you feel good.
Right.
That the one major concern is this defensive front, and he's saying again against another team that's going to be really good offensively, at least we think in Miami, that they were somewhat disruptive, that they got after the quarterback.
We regret that.
Oh, come on, Jameis.
I was busy. I was busy eating W's.
Makes me so mad. But Mike, that makes me feel better about this front we've been concerned about.
Right. Exactly, man. Look, this team. You can't, and this is the one thing we always talk about, teams like the Browns, they're always getting like top 10 picks. We've had all these top 10 picks. Now it's time to go do something with them, right? So this has got to be the year the worm has to turn. But as Caden said, no one's going to come on the radio and say, yes, our quarterback sucked last year. But we know we got it. Even if, heaven forbid, something happens to Cousins, you feel so much better about the quarterback room. We got the guys to make the plays. Let's get in the red zone and get some touchdowns.
This hour brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. We're live.
Tell me how you feel.
I'm going to tell you how I feel about it. We are live at Taco Mac in Marietta, guys. It's Dukes and Bell coming up. NFL Blitz next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.